Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man.
Hey guys, glad you're here on this day. Today I'm just going to be talking about a few different concepts that might help relating to women. One of the things that we do as we relate to women is often we get caught in the mess of how different we are. And oftentimes, the expectation is that the other person needs to be like we are. And so when that happens, there's a lot of frustration that goes on. So one of the things I want to be able to talk about today is just a couple ways that we are very, very different as men and women, and how we communicate differently, and how we think differently, and how we respond differently. And so this, I hope, is going to be a very, very helpful couple concepts for you. The first one we're going to talk about is the idea of how people think and how we talk, how we process. And so the first part is we are either an external processor or an internal processor. So the internal processor is a person who thinks through everything. And they'll think, and consider different things. And inside their head, there's a lot of conversation going on. They're thinking through this, a ton of words. All these different concepts are floating around inside of your head. And as you're thinking about this, the other person is sitting there, and the room is completely silent. The room's totally silent, but not to you, because the person who is a think-to-talk person, you think, then you talk, you're thinking it out. But in the room, it's completely silent. And so the other person who's sitting there doesn't know what's going on, and they don't know what you're thinking, they don't know what you're feeling, but you're actually processing. You're processing heavily. Your computer is going nuts. You're thinking. You're thinking of all the different concepts, all the different ideas. You're thinking of something, no, that's not right. And then you think of something else, ah, no, that sounds about right. This is the guy, if you're ever in a group, let's say you're in a group or a Bible study or even a work group, he's the guy who's sitting there totally silent in the corner, and he's processing everything. And then toward the end of the meeting, he goes, guys, got something. And then he brings up something, and it's freaking brilliant, or it totally makes sense, or it's the thing that you all needed. He was over there in the corner listening to everybody, thinking about all this stuff, processing all this stuff inside his head, and finally came up with the truth or with the best idea. That's the guy who is an internal processor. And the internal processor thinks to talk. And so when you're in a relationship with somebody who is an internal processor, it's really important to be able to give them space. One of my favorite lines was Alison Armstrong. She was coaching women to be able to, for a woman to ask her husband a question and then count to 15. And after you get to 15, count to 15 again. So that just gives the guy about 30 seconds to actually process and think and allow there to be empty space in the conversation so that he could actually think through what his answer is to that one question. But what happens is that women will ask one question, and then another, and another, and another, and another, and pretty soon there's seven questions that come floating out of the woman's mouth, and the guy's sitting there going, wait a second. And usually the guy gets caught up in listening to one question. Either it's the first question, or it's the last question. So then he's sitting there thinking about one of the questions of the seven, but he's not thinking about all of them. And so here he is, and he's silent about it because it's silent. The other person's going, what are you waiting for? What are you thinking? Give me an answer. And all this stuff, because the other person is a talk to think. So the talk to think is an external processor. And the external processor actually is a person who talks it out. And so they need someone to be able to be with them to talk. And so they're talking. And as things come out of their mouth, they either realize whether that's smart or that's stupid or that's reasonable or unreasonable. And they might say things that are completely rude, or they might think, how could you believe that? And they don't believe it. They're just throwing it out there because what they're doing is they're trying to figure out what the truth is. So the way that an internal processor is doing the same exact thing, but it's all inside your head where all these ideas are floating around, and you'll think of stupid things, but you immediately go, nope, that's not it. Where the external processor actually has to talk it and say it, and that's where they realize, oh, that's not the thing I'm thinking about. That is kind of dumb. I shouldn't, that's not what I was actually thinking about. And so that's how this works. And so here you are in a relationship, and I got to say this, so most men, I don't know if it's the Pareto principle where 80% of men are internal processors and 20% are external processors, because you know enough guys that are very, very external, and they're very loquacious. They talk about everything, and they, you know, they just talk it out. It's so funny. We were on a coming home from a trip in Cabo. Actually, we're on the bus from the resort to the airport, and this one guy, they were a newlyweds. This newlywed couple was in the bus, and he was just, it was like he was just talking to the air. Nobody had asked him a question, but he was telling everybody in the bus all about his, all the things that they did. We did this, and we did this, and we did that. And so he was the external processor, where you could see his newlywed wife. She's just sitting there. In some ways, she's kind of cringing, because she's the internal processor, and she's just kind of going, what have I gotten myself into with this external processor? So the guy was the external, she was the internal. So it's not necessarily, it is kind of a generality or stereotype, but generally more men are internal processors and more women are external processors, where they're just talking it out. And the reason why this is so important to understand is to be able to give your significant other the space to be able to be the way that they are. And so what that is so if, just like what I was saying with Alison Armstrong, if you communicate with your wife about, hey, this is how I am, I'm an internal processor, so give me time to be able to think through and I'll get you an answer. But you got to give me the space, that 30 seconds, minute, whatever it is, to be able to think through this, and then I'll give you the answer. And the other thing is to make sure that you give me one question at a time. So that would be called bite-sized chunks. And so being able to have, you know, ask me a question. If you want that question answered, or if you throw out seven questions, you have to pick which one of those questions is the most valuable that you want me to answer. And then you have to tell me, this is what's important to me. Can you give me an answer to that question? And so really giving the person who's the internal processor the space they need to think it through. The other thing is that you need to be able to understand for the external processor and really help them through all this is by being able to give them the space to say things that might not be true. And you actually can go along with them. You know, you said this, is that right? Or is it something like this? Or is it more like that? Or what do you think about this? That doesn't sound quite right. I don't know if I agree with that. And you can actually help the external processor along by respecting the way that they interact. And so it's really important to be able to respect each other, that this is the way that we are and this is how I roll. Now, the interesting thing is, usually in a relationship, there's not two internal processors or two external processors. Sometimes there might be, but usually it's kind of the opposite attract thing, where one is external, one is internal. And so it's important to be able to think through that. How do I operate? How does she operate? And then be able to actually respect that person's processing ability or style. The other thing about this, and the biggest thing I want to say about everything I'm saying today, is be unapologetic. Don't apologize for being an internal processor. Don't apologize for being an external processor. Don't feel like that's a part of shame or something's wrong with you because you think differently or you process differently than I do. Give the other person the space and respect that person and love that person well by giving them what they need so that they can process well the way that they do. The next concept is the whole idea of being, it's about our attention and our focus. And so it's being singular focused or diverse focused. Now, this is, again, something that's probably an 80-20 type thing, maybe a little bit more than that, but usually men are a little more singular focused and women are more diverse focused. And what that means is, for singular focus, it's men think about one thing at a time. If you want a funny aspect on this, you can listen to Mark Gungor, I think his name is. He has a little, you could probably find him on YouTube. His deal is the waffles and spaghetti. The waffles being, you know, men move from one box. Waffles have a number of different boxes, and we move from one box to the next. And when we're in a box, that's what we're focused on. If we're watching the hockey game, we're watching the hockey game. We're not thinking about watering the lawn. If we're watering in the lawn, we're not thinking about the hockey game. If we're at work, we're thinking about work. We're not thinking about our wife. If we're at home and she's cooking or we're cooking, I'm thinking about eating and cooking. I'm not thinking about anything else. That's what I'm thinking about is what I'm doing at that moment. For somebody who's diverse focused, they're like the spaghetti. Imagine that there is each piece of spaghetti is a thing like work or the lawn or doing the dishes or the laundry. Or something about the traffic, or something about politics, or something about the news, or some other fear that you might have, or whatever. All these things are actually in your focus. They're on your frame of reference at the same time. So at the very same time that you're thinking about cooking, you're also thinking about what I need to do for the kids' lunch tomorrow. Or I need to think about, oh, I got the PTA meeting on Thursday. Or I've got, you know, my mother is struggling with cancer or all this stuff. So all these things are in my mind and it's just chatter of all this different stuff at the same time. I'm able to think about a number of different things at the same time. So that's kind of the two different categories, singular focus, multi-focus. And again, just like the talk to think thing, we need to be able to understand how we roll, be unapologetic about it, and how our partner rolls, and allow them to be unapologetic about that. And not expect each other to be the same way. What that means is that I would be able to be unapologetic, and when my wife is frustrated that I'm not listening to her when I'm watching the hockey game, I'm able to say, listen, I am singular focused, so if you want me to hear you, you must literally get my attention at any given moment. So you could say, you can come into the living room and be in my line of sight and say, hey, when there's a moment, when the hockey game's done or in between periods or whatever, can you come talk to me? Or can you talk to me right now? Is this an important part of the game? Oftentimes, you know how it's not quite at the very end of the football game or whatever. You know, it's so frustrating that, you know, here we are in the final seconds and the guy's setting up for a field goal to win or lose the game. And that's when she wants to talk. And it's like, wait a second, I'm focused on something. Or you might be working on a project and you're focused on it. You're wanting to get it done. Let's say you're doing some fixing an electrical receptacle or something. And you want to get it done, turn back the power on. Or you don't want to electrocute yourself, and because you're not going to think about two things, you're not going to think about whatever it is she wants to talk about while you're trying to fix this stuff. And so it's really important to be able to say, I am a singular focused human being, and I need you to respect that. And if you want my attention so that I am now singularly focused on you, we need to go through this process of capturing my attention. And that is a process. This is the same process that we kind of missed out on last year with the whole idea of when COVID hit, how everything was in the house. And so one of the things that men really missed was this transition period where they transitioned their brain from work to home by doing a commute. And so if it's 20 minutes, maybe even an hour or whatever, it was like a man really, really had a reasonable transition time where my focus, I'm now able to be in my work box. I'm driving. And when you're driving, you're not thinking about anything. But you're changing your transition. Now I'm going home. And then when I cross the threshold in my house, I'm now home. My focus is here. I'm no longer at work. And it's a really, really reasonable thing. And that's what happened. And so we still need to be able to have our transition period. And that's what we're asking our wife to be able to provide. Give me a transition. Help me to move from my hockey game to focusing on you, or the project to focusing on you and listening to you. But we have to go through a process of shifting my attention. And as you guys know, attention is one of the most valuable resources or commodities that a man has to be able to provide. She's got to understand she has to be able to earn it and respect it and capture it if she wants it. If you want me to hear you, if you want me to listen to you, we have to go through this process because I am singular focused. And that's just the way I roll. And so, you know, you hear, like, I always laugh when I go to a place like Panera or somewhere, a coffee shop or whatever, and Panera right over by where I'll go to in between my home and my work. Oftentimes I'll stop by there for a meeting or something like that. And it's really close to a retirement community. And it's funny because you'll see 12 ladies around this table, and it seems like they're all talking at once, and they're keeping up with it because they're able to talk about all the different things that are going on, and they're paying attention to the conversation they have with one person, and they're listening with their ear with another kind. They'll capture that one and say, oh yeah, I've done that or whatever, and you see them all just kind of talking at the same time, and you're going, how the heck do they do that? There's no way I could. And the funny thing is that their husbands are in the Panera as well. And you look over on the different section, and there's one guy on his phone, there's one guy reading the paper. There's two guys over there talking about sports, you know. But they're all kind of, one guy might be just staring out the window. And it's just completely different how men and women focus or give their attention to something. And so it's really important, again, to be very unapologetic about how you are. Not only do I think to talk, but I'm very singular focused. And that's a really important part of being able to navigate the relationship and have a conversation with your significant other about how you're different and how you guys actually can provide for each other in very significant ways. You just have to go through a process of respecting each other's differences and capturing that attention. It's a really important one. The next thing that I was going to talk about was the whole idea of your saturation point. And this is another thing. So in that moment where the ladies were all at Panera and they're all talking at the same time, they can do that for hours. And they love it. It's energizing for them. They come away from there refreshed and just connected. They feel good about life because they've been talking this whole time. If a man was to do that, it would totally ruin him. He would be drained. He would be exhausted because men and women have different saturation points. And again, I'm kind of using a generalization, but it's kind of true. There may be some guys that have much more saturation than women, and women that have less saturation than men. But generally, a guy can have that kind of conversation for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes max, depending on your ability. But what that means is we can't sit there for 2 hours and just have all this massive information just coming at us. We think, and it feels like drinking out of a fire hose. It's just way too much. And so the whole idea of how that all works is you have to be able to have, again, a really good conversation about, I have a different saturation point than you. So if you want to be able to tell me some really good information, you need to be able to let me know what the gold nugget is. Tell me in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or less what it is that you're talking about, what it is that you need, what it is that's concerning you. This goes back also to the whole idea, and I've done another recording on this one, was the whole fix it or feel it thing. You know, if you need me to fix something, let me know. If it's something that you need me to be with you and listen to what your predicament is, let me know that too. If you need to just have me feel it with you, but you still need to be able to say it within a certain amount of time because I have a really limited saturation point. I can only bring so much in. There's a point in time where, you know, you just think about it, your sponge is full, let's say after 12 minutes. And after 12 minutes, if she continues to talk, you don't hear a thing that she's saying. I mean, she could be talking the 15th minute, and that's when she said, "Hey, I need you to get milk when you come home from work." And you're just, she thinks you hear her, but you don't, because I'm done. I've been done for 3 minutes. I haven't heard a thing you've said. And so you get home without the milk, and I told you to get the milk. Yeah, I didn't hear that. And so to be able to really respect yourself and how you think and your saturation point is a really, really important part of this. One of the things that kind of goes along with this is the whole idea of, it goes back to the concept of hydraulic mining, and it's not hydraulic fracking, that's a different thing. Hydraulic mining was actually how most of the miners did their mining for gold in the California Gold Rush, the 49ers. So back in the day, what they would do in California, and to this day, there's still places there that are just messed up with erosion because of how all this happened. And it still hasn't had the riparian systems have not been rebuilt and that type of thing because of the erosion that they did because of hydraulic mining. And what they would do is they would put they'd dam up the creek upstream, and then they'd bring a hose down from where the water was building up, and the hose going downhill would collect or it would begin to build pressure in the hose. And so when you got down a few hundred feet, the pressure would be huge, and it would just spray the wall and the banks of the creek. And all that dirt and mud and rocks and junk would just come flowing out of the side of the mountain, and they would send it through what's called a sluice box. And the sluice box, all the water and mud and rocks and stuff would go through it, and the heavier pieces, the gold nuggets, would drop to the bottom. That's how they'd get their gold. And so this would happen. Now, here's why I'm using this illustration, is oftentimes for guys, it feels like you're the sluice box and all this rocks and mud and junk is coming at you. Like I said, drinking out of a fire hose. And it just feels like it's coming at you so much. But the thing is, with what she's talking about, there is all this stuff. There's all this verbiage. There's all this language. There's all the words. But there's also a couple really significant gold nuggets in the mix. So she's saying something that's really important. The problem is, it's super hard to discern because I'm drinking out of a fire hose, I'm getting the rocks and mud and water and gunk, as well as I can't discern which part is the important part because there's so much coming at me, as well as I'm saturated. I've kind of had too much. So even talking about this illustration with your wife, with your woman, and being able to say, listen, this is what I need. I know you're saying a lot, and I know your habit is saying a lot and speaking to me with that, but I need you to give me the gold nugget. I need you to stop and be able to think through what's the most important thing that you want me to hear at any given moment, and talk to me about that within the 10-minute frame that I have to offer. Because I want to give you my attention. I want to hear what the gold nugget is. I want to be able to be with you and help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with. I just can't do it if it comes at a flood. I can't be the sluice box. You're the one that has to be responsible to let me know what the gold nugget is. And so that's a really important part of this whole thing of having that. Sometimes it is a difficult conversation. But I hope the whole thing of what I'm talking about here, the differences between men and women, how men and women talk, how men and women think, and the different points of our saturation, how we handle things totally differently, is being able to have a really significant conversation and understanding how we are totally different in those ways. And once we understand how we talk differently, how we think differently, how we process differently, and you have these good conversations and you respect each other's differences, you're going to have the ability to communicate in a completely different fashion. And when it comes time to really talk about a gold nugget, something that is very, very important, you can stop and go, this is the gold gold nugget. This is what's really important that I need to say right now, and I want you to hear what it is that I'm saying. That is something that I've found incredibly helpful in a relationship. And so with that, I hope those three concepts, the gold nugget, I guess that's also the saturation point as well, the talk to think or think to talk, or internal processor, external processor. I hope that works. And then what was the other? Oh, the whole idea of being singular focused or diverse focused. Just knowing those differences, I hope these three concepts kind of really help you process interacting and communicating with, and it's not just with your significant other, but it's friends, it's co-workers potentially as well. So just really think through this, and I hope this really works. And as always, guys, stay solid, my friends.